Blog Talk
hey,
Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, everybody? I just wanted to, you know, throw another episode down. My brother Lee is out on vacation right now, so he'll be back with us sooner than later. We'll probably run another one next week, probably back out here on this side. We've got a whole lot of things to debate, you know. I'm gonna invite on my other brother Rodney's gonna come on right now. We're gonna debate a couple things, a couple battle rap topics, you know, other life topics, whatever it comes down to. You know, I'm about to call him up right now, so let's see what's up with him. Let's see what we're about to get into.
Yo.
Yo, you hear me, bro?
Yo, what's good? Hey,
Rodney, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. What's good?
Yeah, usually have my boy Lee is usually in here too, but he's out on vacation right now, so he'll be back out here next week. That's why I didn't.
Well, that's why I didn't call you up for Lee.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you had a sub in real quick. We got a lot of topics we can get into right now. I know I was supposed to be calling you for that. That JC and Loaded Lux debate.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We didn't end up getting into it
because
we didn't have the episode. You were waiting for that, so here it is right now. I don't know, man. You know, how you feel about it? What do you think?
JC and Lux? Personally, I feel like, I've been wanting to see JC on the big stage for forever because he's been my sixth man since I started watching battle rap. And he always had the ability to rock the room with the amount of bars he had. And him getting back with URL, the streak he's on right now, he's doing great. I kind of like the amount of hate he's getting personally because I feel like I understand, it might be a little too soon for him to get it. He might need a little bit more work, but I feel like the fans are just discrediting him, period. Because like of his opponents, Chef Trez, he's a good opponent. I understand that that's a lower level, but he's still a good opponent. But that's understandable. Chess, he choked in the second and third, but JC's second and third and his first was still crazy. And I got the pit review. I saw Rum versus JC live. I'm not gonna go like all the people were saying that Rum got bodied because Rum material was really good, but JC was on another level. But I think JC probably needs just like a little bit more higher competition because like the more he's battling, the higher the competition he's getting. K Rock, he might be a good step up for him. Now the Illmatic battle, I don't know what's gonna happen with that one, but the most he can do is have a debatable with guys. He can't really like lose clearly like the Big K battle. And I kind of hate that people keep bringing up the Big K battle, too, every time people are saying JC's on a run. But they keep forgetting. But y'all wasn't mentioning JC winning all the other battles on RBE, but y'all quick to bring up the Big K battle. That's crazy. But I do got Big K winning in that battle, too. That was a dope battle. But I think JC, he's doing a great job working his way up to getting Lux. But as far as like getting him right away, I don't think it's that time yet. He might need to get just a few more stronger, solid opponents, like the rematch with Clips. Clips saying he don't mind doing a rematch with JC. Probably a half, maybe. What do you think, Keith?
If JC might got to lock it in with Clips for a rematch, that one will give him a That one, if any battle, that would give him one of the biggest looks he could get right now.
I'm be honest with
because,
you, but I'm go ahead. I talked to you already. Go ahead.
No, because I know you were a fan of Clips too, so I figured you'd agree.
Oh
that
hell yeah!
It beating Clips, no matter what. You know what? People discredit Clips too, and they make it seem like if you beat Clips now, I mean, especially on URL, that's a big deal. Like if you beat Clips people know he just take battles just cause. But, you know, if you beat Clips on URL, it's still a big look. You know, when Rum Nitty beat Clips on URL, people would – that was at a time when Rum Nitty's stock was really high. When he went into – didn't he battle Clips right before he battled Tay Rock? Wasn't Tay Rock right after Clips?
Tay Rock – no, Ill Will was right after Clips. And after the Ill Will battle, he battled Tay Rock at Nome.
Would you agree that Rum Nitty's stock was higher after he – people were saying he beat Clips on URL, or is it bigger now?
I think the stock started to rise like hell after the AF battle. Because let's be real. Everybody that actually watched Battle Rap that not really on that, if it ain't on URL, it don't matter, wave, they know Rum Nitty, it ain't no joke. And the year before 2015, Rum was already on URL, but it was in the West. He had a classic battle with Steams. That's one of my favorite battles from that year. And he had a really dope battle with Chess. But both of them was on the West Coast, so they didn't really get too much stock and too much love that I feel like it should have. Even though the Chess battle is almost at a million views, Steams not so much. Now, I personally feel like the Steams battle is a little bit better than the Chess battle. But once he got in New York and Battle Ave, anybody that knows Battle Rap and been paying attention to both of these guys, the first thing they thought of, oh, this is Battle of the Night for BL2. And what happened? It became Battle of the Year as soon as that battle dropped. At least top three Battle of the Year. Everybody was all over it. People kept saying, yo, Rumney's next. Av's next. That's when they stock started rising. And then after that, on a Hip Hop is Real interview, Rock went to Rum and said, yo, I'll battle you at SM6. It was originally supposed to be for SM6, but we know what happened last year. And then Rock was like, Gun Bar versus Gun Line King coming soon. So then that's when it started getting bigger and bigger. Then Clips took him at Unfinished Business in two week notice. I remember that. And Tay Rock posts on Facebook, if Rum beats Clips, he'll take him next. And that's exactly what happened. I respect Rock, too, because he definitely doesn't duck at all. If you definitely put enough work in, he gonna show you love. I respect Rock for that. But Rome's stock started rising like the AV battle like hell. Once the AV battle happened, that's when his stock really rise for real, for real. It starts to decrease just a little bit because – go ahead.
You think that if – all right, so – I heard what you said about the if it's not URL, it doesn't count thing, because I definitely hear you, because I think most of the people that are discrediting JC's moves that he's made, he's beaten a lot of guys, and he does a lot, takes a lot of battles, like, on various leagues. And I think with that being said, is it's the same people that are, you know, mostly watching URL battles that don't really want to credit JC and let's see him come over and take a top guy. And I think with the Big K battle, I think that was a look. That was one of the – I think that was one of the first times where JC, like, he had a name where people were crediting him for it not being on URL, because now – He battled Chess, and he battled Chef Trez,
and
he battled,
and Dean battled Rum,
and JC battled Rum Nitty. So he took three battles in like 4 months, I think 4 or 5 months.
The BL5 battle was in March. The Big K battle was in April. The Chess battle was in July. So March, April, May, June.
Yeah, but that's
July. That's 7 months. That was a 7 month span.
7 months. I feel like he definitely had a boost, like, especially for people that were in the building. I feel like JC's I know a lot of people still try to defuse this theory, but I think a lot of people don't realize is that if there's one benefit about not being in the building is that, you know, if there's one takeaway from being in the building is that you know the energy that is there when you're in the building. That's the thing. Like, no matter what you say, like, if you order every pay-per-view, that's great. I order almost every pay-per-view too, and I salute that. If you still support, you still support. It doesn't matter. But it can't be denied that different atmosphere of easily off. I mean, it beats you watching by yourself or with a couple of your homies or whoever, or you're watching it on your TV at the crib or whatever the case. It doesn't. Right. It can't be matched. You're with the, you know, you're with everybody in the building. And the thing that JC been able to do now is he's taken the popularity of the in the building crowd. I think that's what's happening now. So my thing
Go ahead.
My thing is that if he does see, I mean, if he takes a few more big, hey, this is my thing. He got the energy of the in the building people. So if he rematches Charlie Clips, that'll be a huge look. And if he can get the crowd in that battle, when the footage drops, the on-cam people that are discrediting him for these other few battles and the non-URL battles are going to be giving him a lot of love for the Clips battle, no matter if they're the people who are saying that Clips is easy to beat now, because he's still not easy to beat, no matter who you are. Still dangerous.
First of all, let me address Clips real quick. The only reason why he's not really getting so much love right now, as I feel like he should, is one, after a while, people got so used to Clips half-assing. And two, when he actually is showing up, it wasn't too many URL events. It was only one, and that was a 2-on-2. And that's when, like, the shot going around the world, like, oh, Clips is back. That's when we were starting to hear more of, y'all want to see Clips back in URL, I want to see Clips versus Cal. But it died down a little bit when Clips wasn't on Summer Madness. So he's not really getting too much love right now, but people are still aware that, yo, Clips has been working this year. Like, he's in the Battle of the Year conversation, but he's very low. Not because of, like, he hasn't done enough. It's more of that he wasn't on, like, the biggest league ever, URL. King of the Dot? Yeah. That's starting to get him back a little bit to the groove. Oh, yeah, Clips is back. But URL, that's the main thing. That's the main focus. Even though it matters in other places, the biggest thing that it matters the most is URL. And if you take care of business on there, the sky's the limit for you. Look at New Jersey Twerk. People ain't know who Twerk was until BL3. Before that, people was roasting the hell out, including me, because the name was Twerk. In the trailer pictures on IG, they say he looked like E.T. But as soon as he showed out on BL3, and since after that, everybody's saying, I'm strapped in. Don't mess with Twerk. People want to see Twerk on these battles. We need Twerk on Gnome, Summer Madness, etc. You get on the URL event and you show out, your stock going to be high as hell. That's why JC's stock is so damn high. People want to see JC versus the Tay Rock rematch. People want to see JC versus Sue Surf. Sue Surf is in jail saying, yo, JC going to make me want to kill him. I seen Jazz tweet that.
Man, that's the one, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind seeing that battle, too. More and more people are starting to want to see JC battle other people, but the problem is some of these fans don't know. Don't watch enough footage. Mostly the ones in the building. For example, in the Charlie Clips versus Ill Will battle at Gnome 6, the first four bars that Clips said was when he brought back the Ill Will Nas Man scheme he did against JC in that one rounder. The crowd was going crazy like that was the first time they heard it. Why? Because it was. Because they don't do their homework. They didn't look back at the footage. I started watching Battle Rap in 2014, the beginning of 2014. But the thing about me is I wanted to watch more and more of it. So I did my homework. I went back forward to previous time to the present time. JC versus Clips was one of the battles I've seen. I knew that scheme. It wasn't Clips' fault. So we can't be like, oh, Clips was cycling. No, it was more like Clips was just referencing because it's Ill Will. But the crowd went crazy for it. Why? Because they don't watch the footage. They don't know everything that's going on. They just start watching JC's battles now for the Chef Trez battle. Why? Because it's on URL. That's why they don't know about the Big K battle and all the haters that keep bringing up the Big K battle, because that's the only JC battle they saw. Besides that, before the Chef Trez battle, the most battle they could probably come up with as far as JC on URL is the Chilla battle. Let's be real.
Yeah. The Proving Grounds way back. That battle gets referred to a whole lot and a lot of debate.
Yeah,
that thing always comes.
That's top three.
Yeah, that one had that natural feel. Like, you watch that battle, it has like that way, way old school feel. Like, I mean, they battle in like a storefront or something? That was
that was Black Star. That's one of the most legendary areas there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the area where they had Lions in it.
Mook
there.
And Lux
when
won,
when
right?
They had the Lux and Mile. Yeah. No, that was a different store. That was different. Mook and Lux won was in a different store. That was like a clothing store or something like that.
Where'd they do Sue Surf and Big T? What was that at?
That was in Chicago at like a tire store or something like that. Because it was in front of a whole lot of hats. That was way different from JC and Chilla and Lux and Mook. But the thing about JC stock is high as hell. He's up there for battle of the year. Might be the battle of the year. It depends on what he does against T-Top and Illmac next.
Yeah, that T-Top battle is going to be a big difference maker, actually.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, actually, speaking of that, I think they already might have just got me to drop the pay-per-view for that Traffic 3, because I heard at first they weren't going to do pay-per-view, and then I heard another thing the other day saying that they might be doing pay-per-view. So I don't know.
Yeah,
they got
rumors.
Me all fucked up.
If they drop pay-per-view, man,
I'd be tempted to order that shit, like, no matter what. That card is looking healthy,
that's
man.
That's
Loaded Lux had to say that thing is healthy.
Healthy. That freestyle was crazy. Shout out to Great Hoodie Lux. Lux brings that Great Hoodie out in his next battle, that's gonna be crazy. and for the people that hate, he actually didn't do bad against Arthur, by the way. Just pointing that out. But that's another story, so I'm gonna leave that one.
Lux, I like that.
Was great.
Somebody made a good point about that the other day. They said he's the best ever, man. That's why every time someone has a good performance, whose name they bring up. Like, that's all there is to say about that.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing about a fight, man. When you, like, show out with a great performance against somebody, and you randle somebody and you kill them, now the fans are going to be like, yeah, I wonder, what's the first thing the fans are going to say? I wonder how he does on URL. I wonder how he does against this person. I wonder if you could bring a fight to this person. This would be crazy. People want to see fights.
Yeah.
That's why people are requesting these type of battles. People want JC to rematch T-Rock. He just didn't do it before with a pretty good battle at the first Born Legacy, when it was a whole different meaning of it. It just hit a million people.
Yeah.
Why could JC stock is high again?
You think if they rematch right now, being that T-Rock stock is high too? I mean, if they clash, I don't know. The crowd's gonna have to decide, man. Either way,
look, I'm be honest with you. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm saying the crowd, they're gonna have to pick a side, man. There's gonna be people. There's gonna be a lot of gas. I mean, you know, stock is high, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to do – getting gas is a scale in itself. You got to do something to get that gas, right?
I'm going to say this. Honestly, I feel like the rematch isn't really needed too much. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but the rematch isn't really needed too much because there's other matches we would rather see as far as T-Rock and JC. We still need T-Rock versus Hitman. We still need T-Rock versus Conceited. If J. Mills finally – if Jay Mills doesn't do politic moves, we might see Rock versus Jay Mills. We need JC versus possibly Surf, probably a rematch with Clips. Those are probably more reasonable understanding than JC versus Tay Rock, the rematch. Especially when they're not throwing shots at each other, they're not showing each other any interest. Like, what's the point of it? With guys like that at that high of a tier, like Tay Rock, we can't have any random matchups with them. It's got to be battles that fans have been requesting or actually have the story behind it. That's why people still want to see Tay-Rock versus K-Sean. That's why people wouldn't mind seeing a rematch with Tay-Rock versus Shotgun Shug. Like, it has to make sense.
Yeah. Hey, last time I seen
Shug, he was on fire, man. Like, I know people like to discriminate and say,
man,
you know, against that
man,
King
look.
Of the Dot battles. Saying those King of the Dot battles, the Sean Gunn Shug, that was his, if I recall, that was his first time ever on King of the Dot, and he was looking fire, man. We were reacting
he was
to
great.
All his Did that footage come out yet?
Sean Gunn Shug, Shotty P, did that come out? Because if not, man, you need to see that thing. Sean Gunn Shug was bugging on this, man. It was just, it was too much.
Shotty P? Yeah.
He was. Did it come out yet?
Now I don't have a preview for that one, unfortunately. I'm not in that situation to like get all the pay per views. It's so mad it's just my first pay per view. Everything else I caught them on FaceTime.
Three, I'm saying. Well, no, because what's it called? I was at Mass 3. I was out there live. I'm saying Shark on Show, like seeing him live is a different thing, man. That's the thing. Like some people, I think some of these guys are meant to be seen. Some of these guys don't translate.
Okay. My bad. There was still going on my mom calling. Say that again, Keys.
I'm saying, like, I feel like a Shotgun Shug is he defines, you know, the situation where some of these guys are meant to be seen right there, and then some of them are on cam battle. And when the footage drops, it's even better. You know, like, for example, like, you know, Loaded Lux, every time you watch his shit, he gets better every week. That shit ages like fine wine. Like, where do you see that? Like, his setups get better and they hit harder.
Oh, yeah.
The bars
at the same
more,
time.
Catch more shit every time. Like, watching a movie.
Right. But at the same time, sometimes those battlers can also hit on cam too. Like for example, Shotgun Shug when he battled T-Top, they said he 3-0 Top in the building. That battle dropped, people loved it. Before that, he had a good performance against Saga. It dropped on cam, people loved it. He had a great first round and third round against Av, and translated pretty well on cam. You getting the hype thinking you about to eat cereal with no milk with the aggression that shit is giving ass. So sometimes, yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, and sometimes Lux, as far as Lux in the building, yeah, sometimes there's bars that are going to go over your head, but there's some bar that the fans are actually going to catch. There's some bar you're going to be surprised the fans don't catch. Honestly, when he bowed close and he said that on trigger finger turn Twitter fingers line, I was surprised as hell that the crowd missed that. But hey, at least he got some reaction. But sometimes the crowd is not going to catch everything. Something that you'll be surprised that they don't catch. Some other line, you're going to be like, how the hell y'all reacted to that? When there was a line that he said way better than that. Sometimes that happens.
Right? You know, one of the situations that kind of happened is like, they did say when he battled Saga, Rookies vs. Vets, I think that was the first Rookies vs. Vets they did, right?
Yeah, that was the only Rookies vs. Vest they did. That was the only Rookies vs. Vest they did.
Oh, maybe
I don't know.
Rumors
politics.
So I felt like it went down.
We've been heard rumors about Rookies vs. Vest.
Rookies vs. Vest too, right? I feel like I heard mad battle rumors for that card and never. They went down.
We've been heard rumors about that.
I think they need to run that, though. I'm telling you, I think they need to run that because Born Legacy is similar concept. I feel like it's a similar concept, but that Rookies vs. Vets vibe was different, man. I don't know, like
that was
Born
that
Legacy
was
battle
really
was
like a Rookies vs. Vets battle, really, honestly. I only think the you talking about like run versus Av as far as like a rookie versus best deal.
Well, I think what was that? That was like one of the first Born Legacy.
That was Born
right?
Legacy
like,
too. That was Born Legacy too.
Right, right. No. I mean, I feel like I don't know if where do you place? I mean, Av, he's not really a rookie at this point either. I don't think either one of them are. So I don't know if that would really fit in there.
Nah, Rum especially isn't. But a lot of people was more familiar with Rum than Av. So in certain stances, you could call it a shot, but at the same time, you gotta also call this like a fight to see who's better, who's gonna try to bring more of a fight in the battle. Because at the same time, either way, neither of them were very known by like the large population of battle rap fans, unless you really watch battle rap. If you didn't watch too much of the PGs, you didn't know how great his three rounds versus Mike P was, as three rounds versus Nun was. If you didn't really watch battle that much, you probably would never seen that classic Dave Myers battle that Remedy had. A dope performance that he kept having on King of the Dot. He battled O Red. He battled B Magic. He battled Rex on Gladiator School. He did okay in that one. He battled Arsenal. He beat him. Remedy has put in work already. But the UR1 situation is really more of him getting the name. Say that again, Keith?
I was saying, like,
say that again?
No. I mean, I agree. I think a lot of people, that's another situation. They don't want to see Rum in what he does off URL. Like, they only started really. I feel like a lot of the people didn't really watch his shit until he battled Av. Like, once that came out, his stock went sky high. It went way up for him. That's still one of the best battles probably that dropped since then. You know, that's still debatably the best battle that dropped since then from URL.
That's one of them. That's definitely one of them.
It's still
the closest ones I could probably think. Oh, yeah. The closest one since then I could probably think of was probably Not in Order, Rum versus Ill, possibly Daylight versus Mike P, Surf versus
Top. Pretty good one.
If Surf wouldn't have choked in that third, it probably would have been a classic, in my opinion.
Oh, T-Top. Av
versus Chess. If Chess wouldn't have stumbled, Surf that probably would have been a better. You said
Surf
Chess 3-0.
That third. You got to watch back, man. Surf 3-0, you got to watch that third back. You missed some shit on it. You missed some bars.
Oh no, trust me. I ain't missed too many bars from Chess Drive. Trust me. I pay attention. Trust me. I'm not one of those clowns on the
third
drive.
Versus T-Top. Yeah, he got that third. Man.
Oh, versus T-Top.
That.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have choked in that third. I thought I said Chess first versus Air.
No, you did, but before that, I thought you said Surf and T-Top if he got through the third.
No,
I was saying 3-0.
I said Surf.
Even though he didn't get through the third.
T-top, but. Yeah, if Chess wouldn't have choked in that third on UFL, Lord knows what would have happened. I would have had Chess win it because Chess was starting to win that battle. I feel like they should do a rematch, but that's another story. But what else? It was Tay Rock and Tay Rock and Chess, possibly Ed Will and Brez, and recently Howell versus Tay Rock.
Oh, that's another good day. Yeah. We got to talk about that one real quick. We got to get into that.
Man, look. I was in the middle of getting my notes together to do a review video for Hollow and Tay Rock. So that battle, the balls in my head is fresh in my mind right now. So come on, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it.
All right, so a lot of people are saying that one comes down to who you had in the first round. Because, one thing we could definitely say, and I know you will agree with, is Hollow took the third round clearly.
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 Clearly. Clearly.
Clear as day. So that is already a fact. Round two, Rock was pretty crazy. Rock was crazy in the second round. So
really crazy.
If you had Tay Rock in the second round,
I'm mad at
that.
The second round is a little closer than you could probably watch on the first round, but it's still Rock still won that pretty clear. It was a clear edge. But the first you got is really what decided the most.
And that's what I'm saying, because every, like, I got to be honest, on first watch, like, I wasn't really touching a lot of the shit Hollow was saying in the first watch. I won't lie to you. Like, if I felt like Hawk was owning the battle, the first watch. And I think
in my opinion, it was more the crowd taking too damn long to, like, and messing up the momentum. There was a couple of awkward moments that Hollow had, but Hollow's first round was still really good. His second round, he was good. There's a couple moments that he had dry spots. Like if we're being honest, both Rock and Hollow had some a few dry spots in their first rounds. Hollow had some dry spots in his second round, but not too many haymakers. Unlike Rock's round was damn near flawless. Rock's second round was damn near flawless, and Hollow's third, he took it home. While Rock, he had a good amount of drop spots, but Rock's third was still pretty good. Either way, it's a really dope battle. If we want to call it a classic, I'm down for it, because we need more big stage classic battles.
Yeah, that one definitely could be called a classic, man. I mean, I know a lot of people like to throw that word around, so I try to hold it down, not say it too much, unless I really feel I can go back.
People throw that word around a lot.
Kind of the same amount as they say that somebody needs Lux every time they have a good performance. Like, that's why that shit gets old. I feel like that's a big reason why people are doubting JC and saying, why does he deserve Lux? Is because it's too much of that factor where someone has a couple good performances where people are paying attention, mm-hmm. and they're impressive. So then it's the people who didn't jump right away, probably either who didn't see the battle live, because I think that's where most of it started from. It's people who were in the building are feeling JC, like I said before. So I feel like every time JC has a battle, like when he takes T-Top, I feel like there's going to be a whole lot of hype. People in the building are going to be feeling him there no matter what, even though it's in L.A. They're going to be fucking with him. I mean, that's pretty much neutral ground for both of them, I'd say, right? So, I mean, they're going to be fucking with him up there.
Both of them are coming off a great win off Summer Madness. They both had really good performances on Summer Madness. But go ahead.
T-Top was fire at SM6, man. I was bugging him.
T-Top was really dope all three rounds.
Yo,
it was a good Av.
Yeah. Av had some shit, too. That was a good battle overall. It was. I think people.
It was.
That was another
But it's a clear win for T-Top, though. I predicted Av winning, but I'm not biased, so I'm not gonna be like, y'all playing y'all eyes. No. It definitely was a good one for Top. The first round is the most debatable one, if you're being real. The second was Av's lightest. The third, Av was pretty good, but Top won that third with losing his voice somehow. But we ain't gonna dig too deep into that battle because I don't want to spoil it for people that's listening. So we're gonna chill. But as far as like the conversation with JC wanting Lux, first of all, if we being real, there's been talks about JC versus Lux. People want to see JC versus Lux. It would never take it serious because JC never did anything on URL. But people have been requesting JC to be on URL. People that actually know and love battle rap, they're requesting JC be back from URL. And we all know they've been listening, obviously. I've been seeing in RBE battles or Guerrilla Warfare battle that JC's been a part of, I need to see JC and Lux so bad. I want to see JC and Lux so bad. It just never blew up because JC was never on URL in an era where it matters the most. And most of these new fans now that don't do their goddamn homework, don't know who the hell JC was until he shut Trez Bell. So once they see that, and they see niggas like, I want to see JC versus Lux, that's when the debate started happening. And the more JC started taking care of business when he battles back-to-back, well, not back-to-back, like seriously back-to-back, but the more he did a battle and the fans watched, they're like, okay, Lux, maybe. Then the rum battle, right? Some reason after the rum battle, everybody's saying, give JC Lux. Nah, we ain't gonna do that soon. Now, I love JC, and I wouldn't mind seeing that battle at all, because that would actually be like a really good pin battle. But we're not gonna push that soon. Maybe SM7, maybe next year, or probably the year after, but not now. Definitely not right now. And plus, JC definitely wasn't the only talks of people who wanted to see Lux battle. Talk with Goods. Who else? I think those are only two at the moment. But
I mean, yeah. Hey, people might not take this as seriously now, but for a while, and still, Daylight. People have really been saying Lux and Daylight need.
Oh yeah,
to
Daylight.
So
now, let's be real. I feel like Daylight knocked himself out of that conversation.
He did. But
yeah,
if
why would you say that, Rocky? I'm glad you asked. Go ahead.
I mean,
I'm about to go in, but go ahead.
No. Go. It's all good. I'm listening. We good.
All right. Well, I personally feel like, because after the Daylight Mike P battle, whether people feel like Daylight won or lost, that had a stock rising. That was the talk of the week that week when it dropped. People talking about they loved it. Second round was great and all. And he was on Jay Black's channel talking about he's gonna go on the streets, so people are gonna be like, "Yo, Lux, you're ducking Daylight." This is his exact words. He said he was gonna battle you all around and take battle to the point that people are gonna tell Lux to battle Daylight, and that's probably gonna happen pretty soon. Because Daylight already had a really solid resume. But he was booked for Gnome 6 against DNA. You don't believe it? Look at the trailer. They were the first battle to be announced. And he backed out on purpose.
I was looking forward to that one more than other people were. I was definitely looking forward to that one. I was like, everybody was like, nah. I feel like that was a grudge match, bro. I feel like that would have been fire.
Yeah. The big shots thrown at each other. It was big shots at
each other. Usually DNA battles, I mean, yo, DNA is like, I feel like DNA and Arsenal are like two of the embodiments of what a battle rap should be, like in mainstream, you know? And DNA, like,
Maybe Shine too.
I'm thinking like, maybe. Oh man, you know, DNA, like he does a lot of the current event bars, and they say his style's the same. I mean, I can dictate because I don't really get, you know, I don't really watch too many DNA battles. Like, I respect his ability though, and that, you know, with the Daylight thing, I feel like the thing is because DNA doesn't, he takes battles, he'll battle anybody, so he doesn't take the time to create the hype for the battle, you know.
Right.
He'll just battle them.
But
it don't matter, like, what time or place.
Right.
And that's why he's that dude. Is because DNA will battle you on 5 minutes' notice, and he'll probably debatably win on cam. Like, that's the craziest thing. Like, who can really do that?
Right.
Like, if most of your favorites go on, you know, a day's prep, like, DNA that day, he will sub in and battle anybody. He does not care, like, you know, biggest name does not matter. I'm sure if disaster would have backed out versus Oxymoron, whatever you say, I bet you DNA would have subbed in.
Oxymoron. That's what I said. I just thought about Oxymoron. That's the closest I can probably pronounce.
Okay.
We're gonna go. But if DNA would have been there and then would have backed out, DNA most likely would have stepped up.
That's the thing. Like, and you know what? I bet DNA, he probably would have got. Cause I watched the first like round and a half of the disaster and Oxy battle, and I haven't watched all of it yet, so I can't say for, you know, most of the second and the whole third round. But the first first round and a half I watched, like, it's a good battle, like. I feel like personally, like, there's a lot of hype. Like, the Oxy guys clearly got a huge fan base. I mean, the people were shouting his name before he even said a word on the stage yet. Like, it's undeniable, because the same with Tay Rock. I mean, But there are people let him rap though. Like they let him get to his shit. Like then they'll, you know, go crazy over what he's saying. But this dude was just standing there and the people were going nuts, man. Like this dude didn't even have to say anything and he was getting, you know, way more reaction than Disaster was ever gonna get.
That's that Russian presence.
That's what, yo, that's, I mean, it, at that point, it kind of just throws off the battle, man, to me. I mean, I kind of want, like, I mean, I'm more a fan of, like, small room battles anyways and, you know, a lot less people in the rooms that you don't have all that kind of extra crowd reaction and, you know, extraness going on. Just
no,
rap,
no, you still get that.
That
kind of
brought
still,
it to a new
you
level.
You still get those. You still get those.
Small room?
Yes. Yes. Have you ever seen Joe versus, I think his name was Hamzy. Hamzy the guy? You seen that one?
Who is it?
Wallace. Joe versus Hamzy the guy. That was URLPG. Oh, yeah. Joe, what? When Joe versus Franchise dropped, we gonna see. Cause I heard that was Valid Knight at BL Supreme. So we're going to see what happens. Because Joe his PG battle that I saw, he's doing really well with punches. We got to see if he's going to progress and see how better he'll get, and how far he'll get as well. But that's another story. But as far as I've seen in Diz, first of all, it was like 70% of Russians over there, so what do you expect? And it's all, according to Jay Black, the tickets were sold out in hours. Hours. That never happened in history. The most of URL event, the quickest the URL event sold out was 2 weeks before the event. It never sold out in hours. Not even Total Slaughter. That never sold out in hours. So you know Russians are going to be there. The man gets, what was it, 19 views a battle? And it's only 5 battles before this battle? So after seeing that, they're like, yo, this could be an opportunity. A lot of people are like, yo, this could be an opportunity for battle to grow views-wise. And then it's going to be internationally, not just America. Because niggas are barely struggling to get at least 500,000 subscribers. Sometimes it took Chiller versus JC almost 4 years to get a million views. And that was top three best battle of all time.
Yeah. I see. The support over there, you know, stage, man, it doesn't. People aren't, I mean, it's the same way as hip-hop. I mean, like, hip-hop music is so hard. Like, people support poppy stuff, and that's cool. But, like, battle raps, you know, it definitely still needs a lot of, it's got a long way to go, you know, especially in America. I mean, I feel Don't Flop 2 doesn't really have much support at all. So,
yo,
like, it's not just America.
Don't Flop has been quiet lately, if you're being real. Don't Flop has been very quiet the past few months.
Don't Flop battle.
Don't
I don't even remember that.
Not the last event was in London. It was when they had Clips, Calico, DNA, Arsenal, and Sirius Jones over there. The only battle they dropped was DNA's battle against this guy named Scoop. I still haven't watched that battle yet, but I know that's the only one out. I was waiting to watch Calico's battle against this guy named Raptor and the Clips and Arsenal battle.
I forgot about that Calico Raptor.
I keep track of a lot
Don't
of
Flop
things,
must
man.
Have went
Come
bankrupt
on.
Trying to pay all those guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's what happened. That's what happened?
I just made that up, bro.
Oh, I'm about to say.
I don't know. Probably.
I'm about to say. Yo, John was a lion? John John was a lion?
I didn't know he said that. I couldn't believe it though. Was really Calico in there to battle somebody from the UK, bro? Calico probably demanded. He wanted up front, bro. He was like 25 up front and don't call back. And charge another $5.
Shoebox money.
You asked again when I charge smack. Calico,
that's the shoebox money.
One of my favorites.
Yeah,
all right.
I wish Cal versus Briz would have been better, but that's another story. I say I wish Cal versus Briz would have been a better battle, but that's another story. I'm gonna leave that alone. But as far as Diz and Oxy, It was a really good bout. Oscar surprised the hell out of everybody. I love his angle in the third round about how battle rap, he feels battle rap should be more than just punchlines and wordplay, which is true. Because you got some guy that just think that's all battle rap is. No, beloved, it's way more than just that. And we'll break that down another time. And you also got the second round. That, oh, man, you mad because I'm Joe Stalin on you. Oh, man. But he did that so beautifully. Look up Joe Stalin, man. Look, that line was dope. There's a few others that he said I can't really remember at the moment. He surprised the hell out of me, everybody. Like, he had a really great performance. I'm still stuck on he took that for free.
Man, that blew that's crazy.
I was watching the Jay Black blog when he went off on America about him doing that. After all the hell we've been going through for the past 4 or 5 years with politics, waiting for Mook to battle, waiting on Hitman to get paid that $30K to battle Hitman, waiting on all these niggas saying they want to get paid $100K, $200K, $250K. They have to pay Cassidy for $250 with a bad performance on that Big Shades battle and barely a good round, little room rematch. Shout out to him for coming with three more rounds. But like all that just politics, and out of nowhere somebody from Russia with a huge following comes out of nowhere to have a really good performance against one of our top pipe. Well, I'm not gonna reply this. Our top dope battlers in battle rap, whether it's URL King of the Dot, etc. The top two leads are URL King of the Dot. But the battle that's on both platforms has done very well, has a good amount of classic on the his belt, and he bet it for free? What?
Well, a quick side note, would you say Disaster is a top three over there? Top three and King of the Dot?
That's a solid debate. That's a very solid debate. Because he's a former King of the Dot champion. So he's definitely
because you got to look like
the top three, top five, and most.
I mean, like to put a top three, you got. I mean, they got a handful of really solid, you know, well rounded guys. I mean, Big K.
Of course.
Depending on if you like Big K. If you want to consider
Big K dope.
I mean, you can't even consider
that
Hollow, actually. He only had, like, battles there.
Hollow's not really a King of Dot guy.
Like
Hollow's really all yeah, around, yeah. But go ahead. I heard Paz get really good against Big K. I need to see my boy Paz back, man. I need to see my boy Paz back in that floor. I hope he did really good against K. The first time I watched Paz was a DNA battle, and he did great. That was my first time seeing Paz. I'm like, yo, I want to see more of this guy. Then he battled Clips.
And honestly, Paz's performance
did great in that.
Right when Charlie Clips was coming off the Hollow battle, he battled Paz like I think a couple days later or like a week after the Hollow battle.
It was the weekend later. The Hollow battle was on May 9th, and the Paz battle was on May 15th. How the hell
yeah,
did I remember?
And people didn't. People weren't given. What's it called? They weren't given that a lot of a shine. Like people didn't even really care it happened. Like even more so.
That was actually a really good battle.
Yeah, it was a really good battle, and Pass actually had a lot of good material there. He had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
His energy was on point.
All
I felt like
around.
He flipped out. And if you think back to Pass when he battled Chilla Jones. I thought Pass went off on Chilla too. I mean, that's a good battle.
I watched that again. I gotta watch it again. I think I watched it once or twice, maybe.
Pass, he had some shit on that one, I think. I mean, he had a pretty good run, no matter what you say, in King of the Dot for a couple of years. Then he had a couple bad battles. I saw him lose to Moneybags live. I mean, that was pretty ugly in the building, to be 100%.
Now, you got to salute Paz because he admitted that he lost to that one. You got to salute Paz for that. There's not a lot of ballads that will admit that they lost. for some reason they don't. They're not allowed to do that. So, Pat, I feel like we messed him up.
He knows that he underestimated Moneybagg. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I felt like
that's
he didn't.
Not the first loss
I felt
got,
that was the situation. What you said?
I said that's not the first loss he got though during that streak. It was that the JC battle at Detroit, and the Briz battle, maybe one or two more.
Yeah.
Like starting to go down a little bit for a moment, but I think he's starting to pick it back up a little bit. He had a battle at Blackout with somebody. I can't remember who. Nestle, yeah. That was a pretty nice battle.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Pass was working that one.
Yeah. But look, Key, I'm going to call you right back. Okay, I think my auntie called me.
All right, bro.
All right, man, give me a sec.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll have a lot of topics coming up. We got Lee going to be coming back from vacation. He should be back, you know, early next week. So we'll be getting into a lot of things, a lot of news, a lot of topics. I got to get a lot of ideas. And so we'll be running a whole episodes, you know, just to work out the kinks and everything. Once we get everything going, we'll be pick a day, see maybe Monday, Tuesday. You back, Rodney?
Yes, sir.
He'll be jumping in whenever he's not on call. So that's what's up. But anyways, what were we saying?
We were talking about Paz. We were talking about Paz. I was saying he had a pretty good battle with Ness Lee. No, not that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but it wasn't like too crazy. Like, yo, you gotta watch this. It was okay. It for like the guy that liked that old feel, just lyrical stuff. Like that's one of the battles for me. Between that and probably Be Magic versus Enes, those type of battles were for you. Shout out to Magic, man. Magic had a good performance against Bourne. His first round was crazy.
Was it?
Yes. It dropped. It already dropped.
I saw B Magic live. I saw one of his battles. I mean, I saw him versus Iron Solomon at Mass too. That was pretty cool. I mean, B Magic, he kind of. I think he was gonna retire, right? And now he's trying to do a couple more. So,
yeah.
Like,
he retired for
back.
Like a couple months, and then now he's back. He's on the John card this weekend where Loso and B-Dot.
Yeah, he's battling the dude named Clone, right?
Yeah, Clone. Yo, real quick. Did you have a pay-per-view for the King of the Dive battle? I mean, the King of the Dive event that happened this weekend with Diz and Oxy?
Oh, talking about World Domination?
Yeah, did you have that pay-per-view?
No, I didn't buy it.
Dang, I wanted you to tell me how it went with Verb and B-Doc. I heard that battle was crazy.
Oh yeah, man. I probably should have got the pay-per-view. I mean, I was thinking about it last minute when it was starting up during the day, and I think I ended up getting busy with some other stuff, or else I was definitely gonna be watching that. That was one of the biggest ones I was really looking forward to. Most of the people
that was
I heard
one of the biggest
ones
everybody was waiting for. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing a lot. I want to do a blog, try to talk to Verb, man. We gotta talk because I'm excited. I want to do it way before this weekend, but life happens. I got college, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited about Verb, man. I'm excited about Verb. I'm very excited about Verb. But this next couple months, I'm excited.
He was talking crazy to Loaded Lux on Twitter after he got done with the beat-up battle. He was talking reckless, man. Yo, honestly, I want to see that one out of most of them. Like, I would definitely be excited to see Lux and Goods. You know, I would be excited to see Lux and Daylight. I mean, I think Lux and JC would be a dope battle too. You know, all these things would be dope, but I think the Lux and Verb, like, man, like, style clash would just be crazy. Like, I feel like both their content together, like, oh man, it would just be, man, that would be a style clash. That would be a classic, man. I feel like that one would have, like, crazy replay value, that battle. I don't even know how I see that going, because I feel like Verb has so much material written for Lux, and if it does happen, like, he's just going to have so much ammo. Like, I feel like Lux, I hope Lux has written stuff for Verb just in case, because if they ever come to him with the right bag, and he decides to do it, like, I hope he's prepared. Because in my mind, I feel like all this time, like, Verb goes in and out of writing for Lux. I don't think he ever really took the thought out of his mind, oh, like, I'm not getting Lux. I just got Sharon this weekend. I'm going to take Sharon instead. Like, he just, you know what I mean? He wants to, and you know what? He did good versus Sharon, but that's another story. I don't even really need to take time on that right now. But
he definitely was good versus. But just like the Mike Alley guy on Champion, shout out to him too. He was great. Bring him back, Jay Black. Bring him back. But just like him, the material was there. Against Sharon. The material was there against Mr. Mills. The material was there in the 2-on-2. The material was there definitely against Pesora. He had a pretty good year last year, battling Real Deal. Minus the choking, he did good in the 2-on-2 against Math. He took care of business against Body. And the end of the year, pretty strong against the Soros. The materials are there in all the battles. It's just the passion, the energy. But he gonna have that. When the Lux battle gets together, he gonna have that energy. He said it himself that Big T and Lil Lux are two battles that are gonna bring the most out.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think it'll be a classic.
I personally feel like Lux, first of all, the amount of great rhyme structure and lyricism we're going to hear from those two against each other is going to be so beautiful. But the thing is, one, is the crowd going to handle it? That's one. Two, how much passion we're going to see from each other? And three, I think the only reason why it hasn't really been set up yet is because, and this is from Lux saying it himself, Verb hasn't really gotten on the street for, like, the people to be like, yo, you gotta see Lux, like JC's on right now. But at the same time, those two have the most history out of the choices.
Yeah, you're right. What's it called, though? We're actually running out of time right now. We gotta say gonna wait till next week, whatever. My boy Lee will be back. We'll be debating a whole bunch of other shit. So I'd love to have you on another time, my brother.
Definitely,
we'll be chopping up more
time. Call me anytime you need me.
All right,
hopefully,
brother. I appreciate
less.
You calling.
I talk too much already.
No, it's all good, bro. I appreciate you even calling in. All right, Doug. We'll have you on another time. I'll be calling you up.
Definitely. Appreciate you having me, Keith.
All right, brother. Salute.
All right.